What is going on? Welcome to the Nifty Show, the very first show in the world about NFTs. This is episode number 81, and today I am with the one and only Zach Kamm. He is my co-host today. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I have officially taken over this half of the show. You're never going to see Joel again. This is my part of the screen now, my personal space.
Yeah, all your base art belongs to us. On episode 81 of The Nifty Show.
Looking into the future, what do we see? It's lined with digital collectibles, we call them NFTs. Games, trading cards, digital art, and those crypto kitties. Travis and Joel are the hosts, you'll know. Travis and Joel say this won't blow. They're locked and loaded, so ready, set, go! It's The Nifty, really kind of spiffy. The Nifty Show.
There you go. How about that animation right there? Don't you love our opening show there?
That video. Really slick, but we're going to have to update it to remove all references to my father. But for real, he's just indisposed for today. So this is just a temporary arrangement. Fear not.
That is true. Yeah, if we had to eliminate all of the Joels, that would be possible. But you are the spawn of Joel, so that is good. You're his minion.
The so Joel nice. Spawn.
Yeah, and actually the creative director of Blockchain Heroes. So you guys have, I know a lot of you out there that are tuning in have seen what we've been doing with Blockchain Heroes. And this guy, I don't know which direction he's in on your screen. This guy, no, the other way. There we go. That guy is responsible for a lot of the creativity of that. So great to have you here today, Zach.
It's great to be here. But today we are not here to talk about me because we have some fantastic guests on and some fantastic and exciting NFT projects to highlight.
We do. First of all, we're going to have Waxel Ninjas, which Ryu is here to talk about. We're also going to talk to someone from Warrior Legends, Dom, maybe. Maybe if he comes on, he's having some technical difficulties joining. And then we're also going to be chatting about this Nifty Drops app that has popped out that you guys are going to want to stay tuned for. So without further hesitation, how are you doing, Ryu?
I'm fine. Kind of nervous, but thanks for having me. And let's see what we have here.
No need to be nervous. We give you a nice Nifty hug.
Oh, thank you very much. Be okay.
So Waxel Ninjas is the project, and you can go to that at waxel.net, waxel.net. And Ryu, tell us, what are Waxel Ninjas?
Well, Waxel Ninjas are a generative collectible with 10,000 Waxel Ninjas that we want to start with. But later, there will also be the Waxel world where you will be able to kind of use them in this world. They will generate passively new units, and there will be land plots and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the very first drop are the ninjas that will go live on Sunday.
On 8/8 on this Sunday. And actually, I believe that is the 1 year anniversary, Zach, of Blockchain Heroes. We put ours out last year, I think, on the 8th of August, right?
Is that so? I actually don't recall the day that we launched.
I think it was. So that's a great day, Ryu. That day has lots of great mojo for you. We've built up the karma of that, and we help you sell it out. Let's pull it up on the screen here and take a look at your website. It's waxel.net. And as you can see here, maybe walk us through this, Ryu. We have some ninjas here as well. It looks like some of them are freaking animated. Are there some of them that are static and some of them that are animated? And these
yes.
are cool. Tell us about them.
Could you go click on more information? That would put you to the collectible. Yes, exactly. There will be, you will have like 10 different categories of trade. In all, there are 75 trades, and you could have, we couldn't have 245 million different combinations. We have like, there will be 10K, they have 10 different categories, and there are a total of 75 trades. And if you scroll down, you can see there's some examples. For example, this dude has the background, the Tory background. Mm. He has the animation, the charge animation. He has a golden staff as a weapon. And then he has the headband that is flickering.
It's very windy there, except for in the background, it looks like. His headband is really blowing hard, but the leaves on the trees are not. So it's a unique storm there going on. So if you click next on all these guys, you can actually tune in, and I'm going to zoom up here a little bit so we can see him even a little bit better. So look at this guy right here. He's hanging out, I guess, in a rice paddy. And he looks like a duck. This is the duck ninja, right?
Could be, but this is even a very rare one. Because of the golden weapon.
You got Mount Fuji in the background?
Yeah, kind of. Wanted to get the touch. Here is the mountain background. So he got to the top, fighting there with his daggers.
Are those like hiking sticks? Is he like, is he kind of like he's skiing?
Could also be, but it should be daggers, and he is on the run to kill something, I guess.
Uh-oh. Got to be careful with that guy. Oh, this guy, he's on the run. Look at him. I like that. That is a nice ninja. Very quiet. A friend of mine is a comedian, Mike Baldwin, and he has this funny shirt that I like. It says, "All ninjas hate crunchy leaves."
That is true.
It's true. It's true. So luckily, there's no crunchy leaves there. Here's Boba Fett with his staff, looks like, running.
Yeah, that's a staff.
I love how his bandana is doing this thing right here. So there's going to be 10,000 of these, and you said there's 10 different characters, categories. Categories. Yeah. What do you mean by a category?
If you scroll down, we have split them all up.
Okay.
And there you can see all the different traits. We have examples for every single trait. So if you go on a page, you can see each trait, how the ninja will be built together.
Mm. So these are the categories that you're saying. Race, yes. Eyes, belt, accessory, weapon, animation, head, torso, feet, and background. And then some of them, I guess, become animated somehow. Not all of them are animated, but there's the animations right here. It's either static, it's idle, they're charging, running, or attacking. And each one of those apparently is a little bit more in rarity.
Okay. Yes, exactly. There you like see that there are common, uncommon, rare, epic, and legendary.
Oh, and you got your daggers right here, your katana, your staff. Oh, look at these animations here. These are cute. You know what? I got to say, Ryu, these are really cute. I mean, I've seen a lot of these generative things that are popping out that just aren't that spectacular. They're very static and basic. But these right here are 8-bit, but they're very cool. What do you think, Zach?
Thank you.
I'm really excited by how much movement there is in these, because typically generative projects don't come with much animation, but there's a lot of variety going on here. And I really appreciate how many different factors can actually be changed, because having 10 different categories of characteristics that are different, that's also pretty high for generative projects. So I'm interested to see where this goes. And I really like the packed roadmap and the milestone bonuses that you've got as well listed on the website.
And we have even here just the little anatomy at the bottom where you can hover with your mouse and then you see exactly which what is what.
Oh, look at that. This is a nice website. Here we got the belt. We got his feet, the eyes, his mask. Oh, the race that he is. Okay, he's a human. That's good. He's got a little headband there. What is this? We got a background. The animation is static. And the backgrounds of the fields. Are we able to switch to different ones? Okay. Very cool. And so let's look at the roadmap here. It's here on another page. And so, you know, we were noticing a lot of different projects now are, they're not just, hey, here's a collectible and we're done. You guys look like you're going to be doing some additional things. So tell us about what is the Waxel world that you're building? How are these land plots going to work? And how do they work within the whole ninja system?
So the world is just as an idea for now. What we want to do is we will start with the ninja continent, and there will be like at the beginning I would say like 100 plots or 1,000. We will see how we will go from there, and the plan is that like every 24 hours you will get a new ninja based on how many lands. You will get one land, you will get one ninja every 24 hours. And if you get a bit more ninjas, you will be able to blend them to a profession. For example, one ninja could be a fisherman, and this fisherman could catch every 24 hours a fish. And then he catches another fish. And then maybe we have someone who works in the rice field. And then and he could get like a second prize. And then the next thing that we want to do is we create blends where when you have, for example, 2x fish and rice, you could make sushi. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to add a lot of different professions that will generate for you new NFTs, and then you will be able to trade them and blend together. So kind of in this direction.
So there's a whole Waxel Ninja economy on the way where not only are those who are heavily invested in the world going to be able to acquire more ninjas, but they're also going to be able to engage in a sort of crafting system where they can
Learn
and combine unique resources. Very cool.
We saw the blending function at Nifty Blocks, with whom we are going to do this drop together. And they even dropped today the Super Blender, which will help us accomplishing this goal of this ecosystem that we want to try to build up. And there will be a lot of different lands and maybe even an animated game next year. I don't know. We will see how far we can go with this project.
I'm kind of hungry for some sushi now.
I'll tell you what I would love to see in the future. I would love to see other martial arts weapons equipped by the ninjas, because there's a whole lot of potential there, especially for using this really charming pixel animation model.
Yeah, there could be like, I don't know, a scythe or nunchakus, and there could be a dojo where you train new ninjas.
That's how you get the new. That's how you get the new, the new tools, and then you can actually like you have your little ninja walking around the world, and like he can have different tools. He can have different weapons depending on what he's doing that particular moment. Now, do you have ninja stars? There's no ninja stars yet, are there?
No, we don't have any ninja stars yet because it was kind of hard to display them correctly with the size of the ninjas for now. Just didn't look good.
Didn't look good, huh? Okay. Maybe you could have made them out of paper. I remember when I was in school, I would make these little paper ninja stars, and I was pretty lethal with those, and then I'd get in trouble and had to go out into the hall, and then the principal came out and was like, what happens? Like, well, I threw a paper ninja star at the teacher, and that wasn't very good. So don't do that. Don't be throwing paper ninja stars at all. This is cool, man. I like this. And so this is going on sale on the 8th of August at 4 p.m. CEST, which what is that for people in Eastern time? Is that Central Europe Standard Time? Is that CEST?
Yes, exactly.
Where are you located out of?
In Germany.
You're in Germany. I didn't know they named people Ryu in Germany. That must be an alias.
So this is Daniel.
That's good. All right. You're going to be hearing from Street Fighter's lawyers anytime. They're going to be knocking on your door. I don't think you're the real Ryu. So 4 p.m. Central Eastern Time. I believe that is 7 hours ahead of Eastern Time. And so that will be, 9 a.m. Eastern, I guess, is when that will go on sale on Nifty Blocks. Or they can just go to waxel.net and then click on it, which will take them to Nifty Blocks, correct?
Yes, pretty much this.
Right on. You've done a great job for your first time doing one of these.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done. What else should we know about? Anything else that we didn't cover?
We have these little avatars that we dropped. That was our very small drop some weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And where we dropped 250 avatars. And everyone who has an avatar will be on the whitelist for the drop on Sunday. So people who are on the whitelist will get a slight discount for the first 500 packs. And they won't have to fight with the public.
I'm going to fight right now and see if I can get one of these on the secondary market. Oh, what? Wow, wait a second. These on the secondary market, I'm looking here at the prices. They are pretty nice. It looks like the lowest one's $50, huh?
Yeah. We couldn't believe the price because we put them on sale for $9.90. And they were gone in 7 hours. Even we were super small, just 100 people in our Discord.
Wow.
So we were amazed by this.
All right. So now that if I buy one, when is the timestamp that if you have one of these in your wallet and you have the time, are they doing a timestamp on the 7th or right before you do it? How do you know or when is the white list being decided? Because folks can still right now, if they want, go on the secondary market and buy one of these things for $50 if they want. and that will give them discounts and the ability to do some other stuff. When is the whitelist?
We will do the snapshot on Saturday.
Okay.
So one day before the drop. I guess like about 24 hours before the drop should be fair. And there are we have still some in the back, like 3 or 5 for giveaways. So if people follow us, they could catch up on giveaways. And speaking of that, you guys will get 2 avatars that you can give away to your people.
Very nice.
Who are listening here.
Yes, if you guys are listening, we can go check on. How about this? If you are listening right now on the YouTubes, right? Go ahead and drop. Maybe you have a question. Do you have a? This has worked well in the past. Do you have a trivia question that you would maybe want someone to answer? Then the person who answers it correctly would get that particular avatar.
Let's go with what is the rarest race for the Vexil Ninjas?
What Ooh. Is the rarest race?
Yes, race.
Race for the Vexil Ninjas. Vexil Ninjas. Are they all vaccinated? I want to know.
I don't know. I hope not.
Well, if they're waxled, they need to be waxelnated. So I just need to know if that's true. All right, I'm actually going to go to the screen here and see what's going on here. Hold on. Looks like we have the exact same title as we had the very first show when we did this. So this is it. Still says Nifty Show 77, but that is not correct. There's 16 people who are watching right now that are seeing this. Is there anybody? Oh, who is? Who is this? Let's see here. The Demon. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Demon. TD Joe. GEUX is the winner. Go ahead and place your wax ID down there, TD. TDJ. And we'll get you a Waxel avatar. Great stuff. Thank you so much for being on the show, Ryu.
I have another gift for you, Joe, that I would like
okay,
to
awesome.
Show you.
That's perfect. We want to make sure we get all the gifts before we make you leave.
So what we did, we have our Vaxel friends. And the first one that we did was for CryptoStash. Then we did another one for Ken Bozek. Mm. And of course, as we have been invited to you, we will have one for you. This is your personal one.
What? I like that. Check me out. I'm a ninja?
Of course.
Nice. I'm a ninja with a KC hat on. That is great.
You
Look at that. That is beautiful. Hold on. I got to full screen this bad boy so I can get the full. Look at me. Bad. I am a ninja. I got my blue glasses. That is perfect. It's very rare. It's so rare it has no template or a template ID, huh?
Yeah, it's just a one-on-one just for you.
Very cool. Thank you.
And then we also have one for Joe.
Ah. That's nice. Very good.
So I would just need your Vex account IDs, and then I will be able to send them to you.
Very good. We'll get those over to you. Beautiful. We didn't get the animated ones where we're like stabbing people. I want to stab somebody. I want to have a... Those are great. Thank you so much for that, Ryu. That's a great gift. That's hilarious. Another time, Joel and I have been made on some wild NFT. That's great. That's perfect. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Good stuff. So next up, we're going to have the one and only Dom coming on. What'd you think of Waxel Ninjas, Zach?
Oh, that was slick enough that I went and snagged an avatar for myself. I want to be on that whitelist, and I want to be there for when the sale drops.
Yeah, I did too. I snagged one. Those are cool looking, right? I mean, I've seen a lot of generative art on Ethereum, and I think those right there blow a lot of those away. I've never seen a generative art really animated like that. That's really clever.
Absolutely. It's a standout project against the generative art backdrop.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Ryu and his team. Good stuff. Waxel, WAXEL.net. Go check it out. And on 8/8 is when that's going on sale at 9 a.m. Eastern. All right, next up, we have another project with us, Warrior Legends, and we have Dom, and he is going to be joining us here if his internet connection allows it. Welcome to the show, Dom. How are you doing?
Thanks. Thanks for inviting me. Connection.
Yeah, are you on a mobile device? Yeah. I think you're on a mobile phone.
I had to try the mobile because the laptop was screwed.
Oh, the laptop
wasn't working, I am.
Huh? Okay.
The laptop didn't work properly.
Okay, well, you're here right now. Let's use the moments that we have you. Warrior Legends. It is what? WaxNFT.cards is what it looks like. And tell us about Warrior Legends. What is it, and how did you come up with the project?
So it's so NFT gaming card, like many other projects, except it's around a story. In a nutshell, series one is about 30 warriors that were recruited from throughout Earth time by a mysterious entity in order to save Earth alien invasion. So there are five seasons planned. So the series one is the 30 warriors from Earth. Series two will be the alien warriors. And there's an example of one of the aliens at the bottom of the cards section. It's going to be a reward card.
Mm-hmm.
Season three will be the spirit animals. So each of our warriors, they possess of a spirit animal. And this also allows them to communicate. And season four would be the fight card. So it would be like fight scenes between the aliens and the Earth warriors. And in five of the story will involve some mysterious help that comes to get involved in the story.
These are really cool looking. The art on these look like cartoons that you would see on Saturday morning cartoons, don't they, Zach?
I can't help but notice that they have animations on everything except for the base version. That's really stepping up the game for the effort that's going into these collectible tokens.
Looks like Dom is gone here. But yeah, that's exactly true. Here's the common. There's the common slide. Then there's the uncommon. It's doing its little spotlight thing. And then what the rare on this with the swirling background and the lightning, like that would be like the top edition for a lot of card collections. And these right here, look at the legendary one. It's the Inferno. Like these are really solid. And you got the mythical, you got some sort of tech thing going on behind them. And so how many different card characters are there going to be, Dom? And then I see there's five variations for each one of the cards. Is that correct?
So there's 30 warriors.
30 warriors.
There's the seven variations. There's the base card. Okay, there'll be 1,000, and they'll be blendable into new variations. So got a base B card. We didn't want to, you know, I'm not fond of repeating cards with just a name change. So most of the cards won't have B sides.
So I see these reward warriors that you have down here. Reward warriors revealed so far. Looks like you've partnered with Exit Limbo, which we've had on Nifty Show. Great dude, great cool characters, and ultra rare. You partnered with them. How are these partnerships going, and how are you determining?
Exit Limbo cards were amazing.
Yeah, those are really cool stuff. So how are you guys doing those? Are you partnering with a lot of different collections? And we know some guys who had some blockchain heroes. So if you want to do a reward warrior with blockchain heroes, I know a couple guys here that might be able to help make that happen.
Well, that'd be awesome if you can do a warrior character. Well, we did collaborate with a lot of other projects for cards. So initially we planned on really collaboration characters from other projects, others ended up contacting, and we ended up releasing Xenator. So that was
right on,
we've 5,000 NFTs for the promo.
Gotcha. Oh, look at all these different promos right here. Different characters from different places. Ah, Titania, Chick Norris. That's nice. Major Mustard, Beelzebub. Look at these guys. Oh, Beelzebub. He's from the corporate world. Yeah, these are from the Crypto Pups. Very nice. We gotta get together with you and figure out some blockchain hero version of that. That'd be fun. These are nice. Those are nice little promos right there. So when is your sale going on? Maybe give us how many total cards are there going to be, and how many? It looks like he's coming back. He's having some technical issues. How many total cards?
Lots of technical issues. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. We know that. So how many? Tell us about the launch. When is it happening? How many packs are going to be available? And how many total cards are going to be available?
So if you go to the pack section, a lot of the details will be there, just in case I disappear again.
Okay.
So there will be there's three size packs. There's the standard, the mega, and the ultimate. There's only 500 of the ultimate, 1,000 of the mega, and 1,600 of the standard.
All right, and packs are going to be live. They'll be available. What day are they going on sale?
So not so many, really.
Yeah, not a lot. There's not a whole bunch of those. So it looks like it'll take you over to Nifty Blocks when you want to buy them. This page will be live. But I don't see when the sale is happening, Dom. What day?
So this will be on the 8th of August at 17 UTC.
17 UTC? And that is 4 hours ahead, so
yep.
17 UTC.
On Sunday.
So I guess that'll, on Sunday, okay. So 4 hours, 17, so 13. So I guess what, around 1 o'clock Eastern time, something like that? I think that's about
and all
correct.
All the common cards in the collection be super blended into new varieties of base cards. And the animation at the bottom there of that page, common card blends.
Common card blends, okay. So you're going to take two of the same cards, burn them together. It's playing. Looks like it's going. You can full screen it up. Take your two common base card A's, burn them together, smashy smash. It's going to go. We're having some technical difficulties today. This is fun.
And you get one card for the possible three.
Okay, so there's very different variations that'll pop out. So you can blend two of these cards, and you don't know, you're going to get one of three additional types of cards. Are you typing while you're talking?
So that reduces the common cards, and it introduces a lot of mint number one cards, and it also introduces some new variation to collect.
Very cool. I think the cards look great. So let me ask you this. Warrior Legends, you're on WaxNFT.card, so is just maybe the first collection you're thinking about doing? Are you going to do other types of cards on here besides Warrior Legends? Because your URL seems like you might be doing a lot of different things.
That was the idea. I wanted to keep it open and leave that domain name was actually available for purchase. I was quite lucky to get it.
It's a nice domain name there, huh? All right. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Anything else you'd like to tell us about the Warrior Legends project?
We've got Land in the Sands, which we hope to put a Warriors-based game, which people can actually play. And we hope to be listed on a lot of the community utility sites. So hopefully have some utility towards the cards. Like a lot, so this is what to do. And we also have Land in the Uplift, which we'd like to develop and gamify to induce odds to the collectors and just have a bit of fun with that and the gamification as the Uplift evolves, as it inevitably will.
Yeah. So I see this right here on the website. If you go click on the Lands tab up there at the top. So you guys have built that already. You guys have built the Warrior Legends Sanctuary already. This is already live. Heading in and out. There's such a delay every time. I think he's on the other side of the world somewhere. But good times, fun times, fun stuff. Zach, you gotta love technical issues.
Yeah, it happens. But I really love seeing other projects get involved in these metaverses that are emerging as well. I like seeing the proliferation of the metaverses and how projects like this are attempting to find new ways to make use of the virtual space that's been made available to us all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys have built a Nifty-dom. Is that what you're calling it there in the sandbox? The Nifty-dom. 3x3 plot of land in the sandbox.
It's just Nifty-dom is in my name.
Oh, Nifty Dom.
That's just my username, like Nifty Dom.
Okay, it's not like a key.
It could be like Kingdom, Nifty Dom.
Yeah, it's my Nifty Dom.
Yeah, it works.
Right on. Cool deal. So it's going on sale on the 8th, which is on a Sunday. Same as the previous project that we talked about, Waxel Ninjas, but different times. So this one's going on sale. It's 17 UTC time. Correct? Sounds good.
Yeah. So I think.
All right. Well, Dom, thank you so much for coming on the Nifty Show and talking about it. And best of luck. So you got some really cool cards. Go out there on Sunday and snag some of those, folks. Those are some pretty cool ones. This is some interesting things that people are building, putting them in metaverses and just, you know, opening it up. They're opening up their collections, not just in their own little isolated world. They're building it out there and doing lots of great stuff. Glad to see you, Dom. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Well, Travis, we've got a little bit of time before our next segment begins, so I think now is probably a good time to discuss the Frazetta Frenzy that's taking place. What do you think?
Yeah, oh yes, Frank Frazetta, how do you say it?
Frazetta.
Yeah, yeah, this guy's like a famous artist. He used to do all of the heavy metal magazine cover art, which was really classic. And let me actually grab this and pull this up on the screen, because this is, so they're doing something with Vulcanverse, which Joel and I have been a big fans of Vulcanverse. And just because the full-on graphics that they're doing on the Vault is just unbelievable. And let's see if we can see the whole. This is the Death Dealer. This is an original Frank Frazetta piece that is coming on Vulcanverse. And you can actually buy tickets to participate in this thing. So you're going to be able to win one playable NFT of the Death Dealer. And there's 500 other NFT prizes. Let's take a look at this whole thing. I'm going to full screen this bad boy. There you go.
Talk a little bit more about this one, because I've done some research on this, and I want to share my screen if that's going to work, because I need to really explain why this is so significant. I had to look up who Frank Frazetta was, because I hadn't heard his name before, and that's because he's sort of an unsung hero of the modern fantasy visual genre that we have today. He was a workhorse that was prolific in painting and comic book covers and all sorts of things. The Death Dealer was one of his characters that he illustrated here, and his art gained a lot of notoriety through his incredibly epic and dramatic depictions of these fantastic entities. The reason that this is so freaking cool is because the Vulcanverse is a playable MMORPG that takes place in a 3-kilometer by 3-kilometer open lands, this fictional world where players are able to own their assets and own land within that region, as is increasingly becoming the case with these blockchain game concepts. Well, one person who wins in this sort of raffle that's happening is going to have a one-of-one Death Dealer playable NFT. One person will be able to use the Death Dealer inside the Vulcanverse, which is freaking awesome. I mean, I'm a huge gamer, and just the concept of being able to own an exclusive avatar in an online, massively multiplayer online game, freaking awesome. There's also Hades Land that they're releasing, and it looks like, I believe, some sort of minion that's associated with Frazetta's work. That might be one of his other characters. They're not terribly clear on that. And then there's some other rewards, including equipable gear that they have here in the form of the Death Dealer helmet, shield, and sword. You can buy tickets to participate in this raffle at frazetta.vulcanverse.com. That's frazetta.vulcanverse.com. Super cool stuff.
Yeah, this metaverse over here, like when we discovered them, we were like, they've already have a few games built. And the technology is just phenomenal. Like, this is A-plus level type gaming. This is not like something that, you know, you're going to see just as some chintzy thing. This is a really high quality gaming experience. Like, the graphics on this, Zach, are top notch. Like, it's awesome, this Vulcanverse world and the whole, and there's a lot of different games that they've been building. So cool stuff. I actually bought some tickets yesterday to maybe snag some of these. So good luck to you guys if you guys are going to participate as well. All right. We did have Hunter. Hunter was here, and then Hunter left the building. And then Zach left the building, and then it was only Travis. So we'll see if Hunter comes back. Let me ask this then while we're just sitting here, Zach. What are some of the cool NFT projects that you've seen recently that have excited you? I know that there's some ones that we were chatting about in a phone call last night, but what are some of the ones that really have your eye right now? Not necessarily just, you know, the Wax ecosystem, but sort of all over. Are there any things that are just taking you by storm?
It's really hard to draw my attention away from Wax just because of how superior a blockchain it is and how much animosity I have for the Ethereum blockchain in general. I've really been enjoying the Horrors second release. They launched a ton of new creepy critters, and they've been doing a lot of activities surrounding participation and collection and opening packs. And the artist Luminaya launched Galactica NFTs, which is a really cool sort of sci-fi universe collectible set that includes special personnel in this really high science fiction universe, some of the planets that their lore takes place on, and some of the badass spaceships that Luminaya helped design the cards for. And it's been a lot of fun to collect both of these.
That's true. Great stuff. And well, he was here and now he's gone. Hunter was here. We were going to talk about Nifty Drops. That's one of the things that you know, we've always talked about. We've said, hey, you know what? It'd be really nice if there was a website out there that really kept track of all of the drops. I want to know what's coming up, when it is. And, you know, NFT Insider is one. There's some other ones out there. There's the another site out there. What's the other one out there called? I don't remember. Wax Guide is another one out there. But we've always said, like, how cool would it be to be able ahead of time to pick out the drops? Like, how do we know when there's certain NFT drops that are happening? And our next guest, Hunter, has been in and out. I think he's having some technical difficulties as well. This is the technical difficulty episode number 81. But here we are with Nifty Drops. And so you can actually go here and get your project listed. And then here are some of the ones that are coming up here. It looks like there's the Wannabes Music Club that's popping up. I can hear Zach typing away over there pretty loudly. Tier Zero Beast is there as well. Looks like some of these that are popping up. These are cool. Citizens of Believer Island. This is one of the ones that I want to actually check out. This is an ERC-20 project that's coming up that I think is really cool. And they're a bunch of bulls. I think it's a generative bull project.
I think we're running out of animals to do generative projects on. Like, when are the crypto pangolins coming? When are the pangolin punks getting?
Well, dude, they got to do bulls and bears. There totally should be a generative bulls and bears collection, right? So there it is, the Believer Island, Stripperville. Welcome to the first digital strip club consisting of stripper NFTs, which we like to call them NF titties.
I was really curious about this one. I'm not gonna lie. So I went to their website, and it's just these sexy women that you put to work on these virtual X generation platforms where they will generate the dollar strip token for you. So I guess they've got some sort of staking mechanism. They've got stripper DeFi now.
Stripperville Dot.io. I got to actually go to the website right now because that just sounds too fun. But you got to put them to work. It's like you're a cyber pimp and you're like, get to work. Stripping on the pole. Give me some of them strip tokens. And so it's the first digital strip club consisting of stripper NFTs, 3,000 hand-drawn first-generation NFTs that are strippers on the Ethereum blockchain. Strippers will also be depicted as sexy girls in bikinis. No nudity of any kind whatsoever. Well, there you go. That makes it less fun.
But this isn't the Stripperville segment. There's a lot of generative projects that are listed on the site because the whole generative phenomenon, it's like still in the process of taking off. Mm-hmm. Like we haven't reached the apex of this yet. And I think part of the reason for why that is because there's still a ton of potential to explore in that space. You know, if you scroll down the page, there's also the Cute Pig Club. There is the Unstable Horses Yard. So we just added pigs and horses to the animal generative art repertoire. Mm. And it actually makes it so that the Stan Lee Legacy Collection, which immediately follows the Cute Pig Club on the website, is sort of the first super standout project that's listed on the calendar, because that is the most opposite of generative art that you can get.
Yes, and actually that drop has been they're pivoting on that one, how they're going to do that. So that's actually not going to happen on Friday. They have pulled that and going to be changing some stuff up and relaunching it at a later date. So that one is actually not occurring right now. Save the Martians. Look at this. Space Poggers. What is it? That's just like sketch art right there. Quirky animals that are like, hey, I can kind of do some full art. Here's some sketches. Raccoons. Agro Eagles. Are you serious?
The Glue Factory Show, which is like messed up mutants and mutilated horses.
Oh my
god. The Sad Frogs District, which is very clearly inspired by Pepe. So this is going to be the second like massive Pepe project.
The hold on here. The Glue Factory Show NFT launch. Like here is a it's like a mech. It's a mech horse with a little bit of some of the muscle stuff left, pink a tutu, and smoking a joint. Like, and yeah, here's the Pegasus has got the vaccine. It looks like Pegasus has the vaccine there.
Oh yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, I think there's a zebra in the back with a harness that's taking a tab of acid. I think that's what's on his tongue.
I don't know here. Oh nice, and we got some Muhammad Ali photos of him. That's pretty cool. Sad Frogs District. Oh my goodness. And then Vox, Avatars That DeFi. So there's some cool projects that look to be popping up. I'd love to chat with Hunter about that. This is his website, and talk about how to get your website listed. It looks like up here at the very top, if you have a great project, you can get it listed up here and check that out. Here are ones that have already been launched actually, I can probably click right over here. I think I already opened it up. Tier Zero Beast. These actually opened up earlier today. So this thing is live right now. So this is cool, folks. We're always talking about, hey, we want to find places out there so we can see which you know projects are popping up, because we're tired of seeing these great ones that then we miss them. Like, oh man, how did I miss that? And so that won't happen now if you know what's coming up. Oh, here's another one for you, Zach. Here's the Cheetahs.
Cheetahs.
COVID punks. Oh Jesus. We talked about this last night. What in the world is this?
Yeah. I don't like that one. I don't like having masks invading my space outside of the real world. Not a fan of that one.
What the hell? Oh Jesus. And you know what? Here's great that the thirsty cactus is right underneath it with two middle fingers to the COVID punks. That's just about perfect. Right there. He doesn't really look like a cactus. He kind of looks like a pickle. A pissed off pickle. Maybe that's one we need to do. Degenerative pissed off pickles.
Pickles. you know, you're not going to get through that one without a Pickle Rick joke somewhere. That's
there you go.
A given.
There you go. All right. So Nifty Drops plus Bitcoin Kid. Look at these. All these different animals. Animal World War. And yeah, this went off this week too. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on wax, Funko Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. These things sold out in about 12 minutes, and they had a queue system. So they sold 10,000 of one pack at $30 a pop, and they sold 20,000 of the other pack, and those were $10 a pop. So they made a cool $500,000 in 12 minutes. And I opened up my very first pack, and I got one of the rare Grail cards. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. I got one of the rare ones. And then I look, and it was like it gave me mint number 400-something. I'm like, well, how is that rare? Because I think there were so few different card variations, and there were so many packs that even the rare cards, there was a shitload of them.
Yeah, I think it's just comparatively rare. But, you know, people go nuts for those Funkos, so it doesn't surprise me that they sold incredibly well with all digital assets as opposed to they're either silicon or vinyl or something, the toys that they've been manufacturing.
Look at these. Aren't these cute? These Robotos. Did you see these coming out?
I actually can't see what you're looking at because the website that we're using is glitched out, and I can't see anyone else.
Okay. I'm looking at the Robotos. I'm on the launched page on Nifty Drops.
Okay, I can see it now. Yeah, those are kind of fun.
These are cute. These are different, interesting.
That's a really interesting stylization that they've applied there.
Yeah, it's almost isometric, but not quite. It's got its own little fun vibe to it. I like that. That's pretty cute. Seascape. Yeah, your game, your rules. So these are ones that actually launched each this earlier this week. And so maybe what we'll do is in future Nifty shows is we will go over the ones that we've seen that are popping up. Oh, the Great Ape Society. I'm not an animal. Well, yes, you are. And look at them there. The Great Ape Society, the Galaxy. These are all kinds of fun. Like so many of these could be Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that going on. I see a lot of Adult Swim-ish stuff happening as well.
Yeah. Well, that's more so. It seems like it's more Adult Swim so than anything. To me, I watched cartoons the most when I was as a kid, Saturday morning cartoons. They would come on. Yeah, so that's when I would watch cartoons. But Adult Swim, yeah, you can watch cartoons all the time. Oh, wow, look at this pretty thing. Angels of Aether.
There's a ton of the sort of gritty, cynical, disgusting sort of flavor of the Adult Swim influence present here, because it seems like that's where a lot of recent animated comedy has been thriving. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
What, Cogs had a booster pack sale? I was unaware. Interesting. I guess that was last Sunday. Art Stars, which I think is the worst URL ever. art-stars.club. Horrible URL, but interesting project. I got one of these, and he's holding. So basically, each one of these characters is holding up a painting, and it's an NFT in itself. And so your NFT is holding up an NFT. I'm actually, the one that I have is holding up a poo emoji. And so that was nice. But apparently, there's one of them in the set where you can actually place your own NFT inside of it, which is kind of meta. So it's a interesting thing there on Art Stars. Monsters of Rap, that was launched on last Saturday as well. They did not actually sell out, but what was really cool about that, Zach, is they burned the remaining cards. So they are no longer. So all those, if you bought packs of these are super rare. Super rare.
Yeah, so congratulations on your incredibly scarce assets now. Something that's really important to note about Nifty Drops is that Nifty Drops is also a mobile app that you can download on Apple and on Google Play. So you can sort of take advantage of this optimized for mobile interface and stay updated, presumably with launch notifications. I would expect from something like this to let you know when projects are going to hit from anywhere.
Yeah, I think that is really nice. So yeah, check that out. Yeah, they have an app. That's really handy, huh? You got a nice Discord group as well. That's probably a place you want to go for NFTs and connecting with folks over there. On the NFT drop there on their Discord. Where is their Discord? I don't actually see a link to their Discord. It just had it on the header right there. Let's see. You can download the app, go check that out, and then Discord. I guess what, you just click on it, view the offer, it's going to take you to their Discord. Launch Pass, NFT Trading Academy. I guess you got to get a pass. You got to go, it's a Discord. And that's
I'm not sure if NFT Discord. Trading Academy is affiliated with them.
Yeah, don't know.
Or if that's just an advertisement.
Don't know. Yeah. That's his view offer, so somebody's probably selling it. Anyways, Hunter was going to be here with us. He was having some technical difficulty, so we just ran through niftydrops.io. Great domain name, niftydrops.io. Get the app. check it out and see which projects are coming up. And we're going to be looking at this as well and finding potential show people to have on the show as well. Good stuff. All right. Anything else we want to cover on this episode, Mr. Zach Hom?
Nothing that comes to my mind in particular.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I tell you what, it was a pleasure doing a show here with you. It's a little interesting. This is the first time you and I have actually done a show together. You and Joel have done a show whenever I was out of pocket.
Right.
But this is the first time that you and I have done one.
Yeah, but it's been fun, and we have powered through all of the various hiccups and technological disruptions along the way, so it's been a blast.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. As always, we appreciate you. And let me see here. I'm going to go back over here to need to make sure that I get TD Jiao. Need to get your ID so I can send you over that. So if not, make sure that you can kick that over to me if I don't see it anywhere. Wax address. Oh, I see your wax address right there. Almost looks like YouTube. All right, I'm going to capture that. And as always, everyone out there, keep it nifty.